Hi, this is Bob Decker, volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. With Thanksgiving approaching, shopping and preparing meals for the holidays are activities many of us may be doing. Today I'll be reading articles on guidelines for shopping for the turkey and the trimmings, safe food preparation and storage tips, and some shopping suggestions. Our articles come from Wells Fargo, the USDA, and Consumer Reports. Our first article is from the Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute. It compares the cost for a Thanksgiving meal this year to last year and provides some suggestions on how to get the best value for your dollar. Turkey Triumph, the bird that beat inflation. Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute reveals how smart shopping and brand competition help bring down the cost of a 10-person feast to $80 in 2025. Presented by Dr. Michael Swanson, Chief Agricultural Economist, Raman Wenzel, Head of Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute, and Courtney Schmidt, Agri-Food Institute Sector Manager. In this report, Wells Fargo's 10-person meal menu includes turkey, stuffing, frozen vegetables, prepared mashed potatoes, gravy, fresh cranberries, dinner rolls, salad mix, pumpkin pie, and whipped cream for the pie. In a win for consumers and a testament to the behind-the-scenes coordination between producers and retailers, the American consumer will have reason to celebrate this Thanksgiving. Even though the cost of food at home measured by Consumer Price Index is up 2.7% from a year ago, the cost of Wells Fargo's Thanksgiving menu has fallen by about 2-3%, depending on the shopper's strategy. It is fascinating to explore this difference and why it's happening. At the heart of the uptick in the CPI's food at home increase is protein, specifically beef and eggs, which are not on the Thanksgiving menu. Without those items, consumers will find relief in a traditional Thanksgiving meal. An all-private label or store brand menu comes in at $80, while an all-national name brand menu totals $95. Budget-conscious consumers will also have room to mix and match these based on preference. Turkey Triumph, the bird that beat inflation. Let's start with the all-star of Thanksgiving, the turkey. National name brands show year-over-year savings as America's turkey producers and retailers coordinate all year to bring many birds to the supermarket for the rush of buying. Estimated retail prices are down 3.7% from a year ago for national brands. According to Circana, the turkey market sells the majority of the whole birds in 2 weeks just before Thanksgiving. However, the rest of the year they are producing turkeys for sandwich meat and other delicious products. The turkey industry takes orders from the supermarkets months in advance for Thanksgiving. It looks like producers pick the right number of birds to prepare, and the price reflects the lower cost of feeding turkeys at a competitive market. While turkey is the clear winner for the centerpiece of the table, if guests are not fans of the bird, roast chicken and spiral-cut ham are other moderately priced proteins to consider when feeding a crowd. Frozen Veggie Showdown, National Brands versus Private Label. Here's where the private label and national brand showdown gets interesting. National name brand frozen vegetables are down a whopping 15%. In contrast, private label frozen vegetables barely changed, increasing 0.8%. Clearly, the consumer has pressured national brands to offer more value to get their share of sales. Those who prefer cooking fresh veggies can expect prices to be similar or slightly higher than frozen. However, shoppers are encouraged to shop around for deals, especially with big box retailers offering deals when buying in bulk. Cranberries, gravy, rolls, and pumpkin pie, the unsung heroes of holiday savings. Private brand dinner rolls saw the biggest savings this year with a 22% price decrease. This represents a softness in consumer demand for traditional bread products. The next group of savings comes from stuffing for the turkey, prepared gravy mix, and fresh cranberries. All of these key sides dropped between 3-4% from last year. Like frozen vegetables, they are being pressured by more supply and private label price competition. The sweetest savings are seen with the natural brand pumpkin pies, down 3%. To save on these items, shoppers should select private label for stuffing, dinner rolls, and gravy mix. But when it comes to fresh cranberries and pumpkin pie, customers can head straight to the national brands. Mix and match. Frozen veggie strategy. National brands are offering deep discounts. Don't assume private label is always cheaper. Mashed potato magic. Convenience meets cost savings. Prepared mashed potatoes are a new addition to the Wells Fargo Thanksgiving Day menu. This category has seen explosive growth over the last several years thanks to its quality and convenience. No doubt you can save money by buying a 10-pound bag of spuds and getting to work with a peeler, boiling and mashing. However, many Americans find the trade-off of money for convenience a great deal in this case. This category saw a price drop of 1.5% from last year, with a better potato crop and competition at work. And with private and national brands at a price tug of war, consumers can make their final selection based on preference, not cost. Sides holding the line, stability in a volatile market. There were two categories that stayed the same or increased slightly from last year. Prepackaged salad mix nudged higher by 0.3%, and whipping cream rose 3%, which is in line with the dairy category as a whole, up 1.4% year over year. Last year's price savings in dairy have been reversed slightly, leaving the category more or less flat. Like potatoes, the price of these items are within reach of one another in the national and private label challenge. So again, the consumer has the freedom to choose based on preference. Beer is bubbling, wine's wobbling, and soda's split. Thanksgiving drinks are making moves. It would not be a celebration without the beverages. This Thanksgiving has the same up and some down activity as the beverage category. The beer sector is up 3% from a year ago, even as the category has faced some slowdowns in consumption over time. In contrast, the wine category as a whole is flat at a very slight decline of 0.1% from last year. Soft drinks have seen an interesting split, with 12-ounce can pricing falling 3% from last year, but the big 2-liter bottle pricing is up 7% over the same period. Even with that difference in price change, the big bottles offer big price savings. The BLS reports the average 12-ounce can of soda is less than a dollar, but you get 2 liters for $2.21. That makes big bottles 31% less expensive than cans. So break out some cups and ice cubes. Turkey Day Feastonomics. Cook up a side strategy for the big day. This Thanksgiving, consumers will have more control over their grocery budgets than they might expect. Thanks to strategic coordination between producers and retailers, and the growing strength of private label offerings, a full holiday meal for 10 can be served for just $80. While inflation continues to impact certain categories like beef and dairy, shoppers who stick to the traditional Thanksgiving menu and shop wisely between national and store brands can unlock meaningful savings. With thoughtful choices and a bit of planning, the CFOs of the Thanksgiving table can deliver a festive, satisfying meal without breaking the bank. Our second article from the USDA provides some guidelines for safe food handling and storage of all those ingredients that make up the Thanksgiving meal. Keep risky habits out of the kitchen this Thanksgiving. Published November 13, 2023. Washington, November 13. America's biggest food holiday is almost here, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, wants to remind consumers to avoid habits that increase the risk of harmful bacteria in the Thanksgiving meal. Unsafe handling and undercooking your turkey can cause foodborne illnesses, says the USDA Undersecretary for Food Safety, Dr. Emilio Esteban. To ensure your Thanksgiving meal is wholesome and memorable without illness, follow these four steps to food safety: clean, separate, cook, and chill. And avoid risky food handling habits that go against USDA guidelines. Here are seven dangerous habits the USDA would like consumers to drop. Number 1. not washing your hands or kitchen surfaces before, during, and after food prep. Hand washing is the first step in avoiding foodborne illnesses. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water during and after handling food. Clean and sanitize any surfaces that have touched raw turkey and its juices and will later touch food, such as kitchen counters, sinks, stoves, tabletops, etc. Cleaning with soap and water physically removes the germs, and sanitizing kills any remaining. Many different sanitizers can be used. An easy homemade version is to make a solution of 1 tablespoon of liquid chloride bleach per gallon of water. Or you can use this commercial sanitizer or sanitizing wipe. Thorough hand washing remains a concern for the USDA. The most recent USDA study shows that 87% of participants self-reported they washed their hands before starting to cook in the test kitchen. However, only 44% of participants were observed doing so before meal preparation. Additionally, hand washing was not attempted 83% of the time when it should have been done, after handling raw meat or touching contaminated surfaces. Throughout the study, 96% of hand washing attempts did not contain all necessary steps. 2. Use the same cutting boards and utensils for raw and ready-to-eat foods. Cross-contamination is the spread of bacteria from raw meat and poultry onto ready-to-eat food, surfaces, and utensils. Avoid this by using separate cutting boards, one for raw meat and poultry, and another for ready-to-eat foods like fruits and vegetables that will be served raw. 3. Defrosting your turkey on the kitchen counter. Leaving any frozen package of meat or poultry for more than 2 hours on the counter at room temperature is dangerous. Even though the center of the package may still be frozen, the outer layer of the food is in the danger zone, between 40 and 140 degrees Fahrenheit, a temperature where foodborne bacteria multiply rapidly. You can safely thaw a turkey using the following methods. Refrigerator thawing. When thawing in a fridge, allow roughly 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of turkey. After thawing, a turkey is safe in the refrigerator for 1 to 2 days. Cold water thawing. When thawing in a cold water bath, allow 30 minutes per pound and submerge the turkey in its original wrapping to avoid cross-contamination. Change the water every half hour until the turkey is thawed. Cook it immediately after thawing. 4. Cooking your turkey overnight at a low temperature. It is not safe to cook any meat or poultry in an oven set to lower than 325 degrees Fahrenheit. At lower temperatures, the meat stays in the danger zone for far too long. Cook your turkey at 325 degrees or above and ensure all parts of the turkey reach a safe internal temperature of 165 degrees. Number 5. Relying only on a pop-up temperature indicator. While the pop-up timers found in many turkeys tend to be fairly accurate, they only check the internal temperature in one spot, where we recommend 3. Always use a food thermometer to ensure your turkey has reached a safe internal temperature of 165 degrees in the thickest part of the breast, the innermost part of the wing, and the innermost part of the thigh to check its internal temperature. Number 6. Stuffing your turkey the night before. USDA recommends against stuffing your turkey, since this often leads to bacteria growth. If you plan to stuff your turkey, follow these steps. Prepare the wet and dry ingredients for the stuffing separately from each other and refrigerate until ready to use. Mixing the dry and wet ingredients produces an environment that bacteria can thrive in hours before placed in the oven. Mix wet and dry ingredients just before filling the cavity of the turkey. Stuff the turkey loosely, about 3/4 of a cup stuffing per pound. Never stuff a whole turkey and store it in the refrigerator before cooking. Immediately place the stuffed, raw turkey in an oven set to no lower than 325 degrees. A stuffed turkey will take 50% longer to cook. Once it is finished cooking, place a food thermometer in the center of the stuffing to ensure it has reached a safe internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Number 7. Keeping leftovers for more than a week. Store leftovers in small, shallow containers and put them in the refrigerator. Thanksgiving leftovers are safe to eat for up to 4 days when stored in the refrigerator. In the freezer, leftovers are safely frozen indefinitely, but will keep the best quality in 2 to 6 months. For more food safety information, call the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. That's 1-888-674-6854. Email MPHotline at usda.gov or chat live at ask.usda.gov from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. On Thanksgiving Day, the hotline will be open from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The Black Friday sales that follow after Thanksgiving can save some real money, but it might be possible to avoid the crowds and start your shopping a bit earlier and still get a bargain. Our last article from Consumer Reports provides a list of 10 suggestions that might help you to get the best buys. Consumer Reports, Top 10 Black Friday Shopping Tips for 2025 by James K. Wilcox and Samantha Gordon. Some of us will wait all year for the Black Friday shopping season, our heads filled with thoughts of scoring the very best price on a new TV, smart speaker, laptop, or other high-tech gadget. And for good reason. This is when we tend to see some of the biggest discounts of the year on almost everything. Gone are the days of waiting till after Thanksgiving for doorbuster deals. Even though Black Friday and Cyber Monday are still the biggest sales days of the year, holiday sales start early in October and go all the way into December. This year, shoppers aren't waiting to do all their shopping on Black Friday. They're doing a little bit here and there, taking advantage of all these seasonal deals and discounts to spread out their spending. Reports from the National Retail Federation and Adobe are predicting record increases in spending this year, and Deloitte's holiday shopping survey found that shoppers are very focused on finding deals to get their shopping done, as many are anticipating higher prices. So to help you navigate Black Friday deals and holiday discounts, we've put together our top 10 tips for holiday shopping. Whether you shop now or wait for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you'll find that many of the deals masquerading as fantastic bargains aren't always as good as they look, and it's easy to be fooled if you're not careful. No worries, Consumer Reports has been tracking Black Friday deals for years, and we know all the tricks. Our top 10 Black Friday shopping tips will help you find the best offers and keep the frustration and overspending to a minimum. The final three tips of this list apply specifically to TVs, always a hot ticket item this time of the year. 1. Start early. Sales have already begun, which means you don't have to wait for Black Friday weekend to find discounts. Retailers are offering deals on items in almost every category, and many have holiday refund and return policies that include partial refunds for items that go on sale for less later in the season. Target, for instance, offers price matching adjustments for anything bought at its stores or online between November 1st and December 24th. If you see that a price has dropped, contact customer service and the store will refund you the difference. You just have to save your receipts and be proactive about it. 2. Skip the in-store sales and shop online. While many deals will be available in person and online, you may have more luck and more options by shopping from your phone or computer. Retailers often have more online-only promotions than they do in-store-only deals. Shopping online can make it easier to do things like compare prices and shop at different retailers to get the best savings available. But it can still be worth scoping out those in-store deals when you're researching, too. Using sites like BlackFriday.com, that publish all the holiday ads for brick-and-mortar stores in one place. The key is to check out all of your options to make sure you're getting the best price, no matter where you end up buying. We've also seen more stores remaining closed on Thanksgiving, giving shoppers even more of an incentive to go online and find deals during the holiday itself. 3. Compare prices using websites and apps. To accurately assess the quality of the deals in crunch time, you need to track prices leading up to Black Friday. Same goes for Cyber Monday. But you don't have to go retailer by retailer to compare prices. Consumer Reports website lists the current prices at various outlets for all the products in our ratings. And our shopping experts are tracking the prices of everything we test using historical pricing to give you a more complete picture of how good each deal really is. You can see our latest deals over at the CR Deals Hub. You can also try tools like Google Shopping, Price Grabber, and Shopzilla. When you're in a store, smartphone apps such as BuyVaya, ShopKick, ShopSavvy, and Shopula let you scan barcodes or QR codes to compare prices, get discounts, and score coupons. There are also dozens of websites that post leaked and authorized Black Friday ads. We regularly check BestBlackFriday.com, DealNews, TheBlackFriday.com, and Got a Deal. Sign up for deal alerts, which you can usually filter by product category. Retailers such as Amazon, Best Buy, Target, and Walmart also have their own shopping apps. Amazon's mobile app, for example, lets you use a smartphone camera to scan products and compare prices when you're in almost any store. When you're done crossing everything off your holiday list, delete the apps you don't use to protect your privacy and security. But direct comparison shopping can be really tough to run up to Black Friday. The best deals at each retailer often feature models unavailable at other stores, or they're nowhere to be found later in the year. Here are two quick tips. Browser extensions can help when you're shopping on a computer. These are small bits of software you can add to web browsers, such as Chrome and Firefox, to customize your browsing experience. For example, Camel Camel Camel, Keepa, and Honey are tools that will show you the price histories and price alerts or available coupons when you shop online. Keepa's mobile app provides price history information, but it's fairly unwieldy to use, whereas the extension that shows up right on the Amazon page, Camel Camel Camel, and Honey's price tracking tools are only available in a browser. To be a web-savvy shopper, add items to your shopping cart if they have the price you like. That way you can find them again quickly and be all set to order. Then check the websites of other retailers to see whether the prices are really special. Putting an item in your cart doesn't reserve it though. You need to place your order to get a confirmation that it's been received. This can also be useful if you're not yet ready to buy. You can get an idea when something costs now, so you'll know at a glance if it's cheaper later. 4. Use loyalty programs. Share loyalty programs often grant members early access to coupons, sales, and promotions, then let them earn rewards for what they buy. So sign up for Black Friday shopping alerts. In some cases, you can even find out whether the products you want are in stock or are eligible to buy online and pick up at a store, which can save you money on shipping. 5. Get social. Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and TikTok are great resources to find out about exclusive deals and promotions. Companies may promote exclusive offers on these channels, and you might be able to get the inside scoop or special promo codes from influencers. Plus, TikTok's shopping platform is becoming an increasingly popular place to shop for gifts. 6. Create a budget and stick to it. Yes, this sounds simple, but Black Friday sales, especially the doorbuster sales in limited quantities, are designed in part to get you into the store or shopping online so the retailer can sell you stuff you weren't intending to buy. It's really easy to get caught up in the excitement and overspend. Decide ahead of time how much you want your Black Friday shopping spree to cost and or what you intend to buy. And do your best to resist impulse buying, especially if you're not sure how good a deal is. If you're using credit cards when you shop this year, one benefit is that many will double the manufacturer's warranty. But be wary of the interest-free promotions offered by store credit cards. They're fine if you're disciplined enough to pay off the balance before the promotional period ends, but if you don't do that, you may get stuck paying interest on the full amount of the purchase, even if you paid down a lot of the balance. 7. Check store policies in advance. It's always good to know a store's price match and return policies. Almost all major retailers have some form of a price match policy, and they've been expanding them for the holidays almost every year. Plus, most retailers extend their return window usually into January, giving you and your gift recipients plenty of time to return or exchange any purchases. Some offer returns into the first 2 weeks of the month, while others give you till January 31st, which is one more reason it's so crucial to know the specifics of each policy. But some stores suspend their price match guarantees on certain items during Black Friday weekend, so read the fine print. And check the return and exchange policies for Black Friday sales to see whether the store charges a restocking fee for any item you take back. Tips for TV shoppers. Televisions deserve some special attention because so many people shop for deals on them this time of the year, and for good reason. This is when we see the deepest discounts on TVs of all sizes and price points. Here are three Black Friday shopping tips if you're looking to upgrade your set this year. 8. Wait until Black Friday to buy. This year, as in years past, we're expecting to see the biggest discounts on TVs on Black Friday itself. In some cases, these prices may stick around for Cyber Monday, but we do tend to see prices climb once Black Friday's over, so your best bet is to know what you want, how much you want to spend, so you're ready the day after Thanksgiving. 9. Consider a derivative TV model. Starting this month, you'll begin to see low-priced TVs made specifically for Black Friday. Some are available only through a single retailer. These sets are called derivatives because they are derived from mainstream models. They just have different model numbers and potentially scaled back features, such as fewer HDMI inputs or a simpler remote. 10. Beware the cheapest set. Super low-priced doorbuster specials draw people in with visions of savings, but the sets, often from less-known brands, are not always worth the price. Always worth reminding people, Black Friday products are often older technology or specifically engineered to sell at a special Black Friday price. It may not be exactly what a customer might choose, says Stephen Baker, Vice President for Industry Analysis at the market research firm NPD Group. Keep in mind, you'll be watching your new TV for a number of years. If you're not happy with the features or the picture quality, you may regret not spending the extra $50 to $100 to get something better. Those loss leader TVs are usually at their rock-bottom price, too. A retailer may have more wiggle room on a step-up or flagship model, and you shouldn't hesitate to ask for a better price, regardless of the time of the year. Our TV experts comb through all the Black Friday ads to pick the best Black Friday deals on TVs that he knows perform well or similar to tested models. That helps you avoid the duds and score a great deal on a model you love. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. This has been Bob Decker, volunteer reader at Sun Sounds of Arizona. Thanks for listening. A reminder that if you miss the program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Sun Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or on the Sun Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.